Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists. Just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, what happens when you finally do that one small thing you've been putting off?
Let's get into it. Okay, so I did something this weekend and I need to tell you about it because it surprised me.
Oh, what did you do? Did you finally buy that plant you've been talking about?
No, even smaller than that. I opened my to-do list app on Saturday morning and I counted how many items were in it.
How many?
47. 47 things that I told myself I would do someday. Some of them are big, like organize the closet or read that book my friend recommended. But most of them are tiny, like really tiny. Things that take maybe 2 or 3 minutes.
Like what?
Like, and I'm embarrassed to say this, at the very bottom of the list, there was one item that had been sitting there for 3 months. It said, register warranty, desk lamp.
A desk lamp warranty?
Yes, a $60 desk lamp that I bought in April. And the warranty registration takes, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 minutes. That's it. You go to the website, you fill in your name and email, you upload the receipt. 3 minutes, maybe 4.
So what took you so long?
That's the thing. Nothing took me so long. Every time I saw it, I thought, I'll do it later. It's not urgent. The lamp works fine. I don't need the warranty right now. And then I'd scroll past it again and again.
How many times do you think you scrolled past it?
I don't know. Maybe 40? 50 times? And each time I felt this tiny little weight. Not a big weight. Not like, oh no, my life is falling apart. Just a tiny pinch. Like a small rock in your shoe, not painful enough to stop and take it out, but annoying enough that you know it's there.
And you just kept walking with that rock in your shoe for 3 months?
3 months, walking with a tiny rock. And the funny thing is, I could have stopped at any moment. Anytime I saw that item, I could have just done it. But I didn't, because the rock wasn't big enough to force me to stop.
I know that feeling very well. It's not loud, it just sits there.
Exactly. So on Saturday, I was sitting on my couch with my morning coffee and I saw that item again. And I thought, you know what? Let me just do it right now. No thinking, no waiting for the right moment. Just do it.
And?
I opened the website, I filled in the form, I uploaded the receipt. It took exactly 4 minutes.
4 minutes?
4 minutes. For something I've been carrying around in my mind for 3 months. 4 minutes.
So what did you feel?
That's the part that surprised me. After I clicked submit, I checked it off and I sat there for a second looking at the empty checkbox and I felt, I don't know how to describe it, light, like something had been lifted off my shoulders, but I didn't even know I was carrying anything.
That's weird, right? You didn't know it was heavy until it was gone.
Exactly. And it's not like I achieved something big. It's a lamp warranty. Nobody claps for a lamp warranty. But the feeling was real. It was like unlocking a small door in my mind that I didn't even know was locked.
A small door. I like that image. You didn't know it was locked, but once it opened, you felt the difference immediately. It's like the door was using energy just by being closed.
Right. And it made me wonder, how many other small locked doors am I carrying around? How many tiny weights are sitting in my mind waiting for me to just spend 4 minutes on them?
That's a good question. And I think the answer is more than we realize, probably a lot more.
And the funny thing is, those small doors don't cost much to open, just a few minutes each. But we keep walking past them, carrying the weight without knowing it.
You know, when you started telling that story, I thought, yeah, I had the same problem. I also put things off. But then I realized my story is actually a little different from yours.
How so?
Well, I also had a small task that I put off for months. But when I finally did it, the feeling wasn't light. It was something else. It was confusion.
Confusion? That's interesting. Tell me.
Okay. My bathroom drawer you know, the one under the sink has been stuck for about 4 months. It wouldn't slide all the way open. Every morning I'd pull it and it would get stuck at about 70%. So I just yank it a little harder and move on. I did this every single day for 4 months.
That sounds really annoying.
It was, but not annoying enough to fix. I kept telling myself, I'll look at it this weekend. But weekend after weekend, I just didn't. I was always too tired, or I had other things to do, or I just forgot. Or I told myself it was probably a big problem that would take hours to fix.
Hours to fix a drawer?
In my mind, yes. I imagined I would have to take the whole drawer apart, buy new parts, maybe even call someone to help. I built it up into a big thing, a whole project.
And what happened when you finally looked at it?
Last Thursday, I was brushing my teeth and I pulled the drawer and it got stuck again. And for some reason, I don't know why, I just decided, okay, let me look at it right now. No more putting it off. So I took everything out of the drawer, and you know what it was? A toothpaste tube had rolled behind the drawer and was blocking the rail. That was it. I reached in, picked it up, and put it back in the drawer. It took me 30 seconds to fix.
30 seconds?
30 seconds. And that's when the confusion hit me. I stood there looking at the drawer sliding open smoothly, and I thought, I spent 4 months yanking this drawer. I spent 4 months annoyed every single morning for a toothpaste tube. That took 30 seconds to fix.
That's almost funny.
It is funny, but it's also a little sad because I realized I wasn't avoiding the task. I was avoiding the idea of the task. The task in my head was this big, complicated thing. The real task was 30 seconds, but I never gave myself the chance to find that out.
So we're not avoiding the work. We're avoiding finding out that the work is easy.
Cause? That's exactly it. We're not avoiding the task. We're avoiding the discovery that the task is small. And the longer we wait, the bigger it grows in our minds.
So the waiting is what makes it grow, not the task itself.
Exactly. The task stays the same size. But every day you wait, the story around it gets bigger. Until one day, a 4-minute task feels like a 4-hour project.
So we build things up in our minds.
Exactly. And that's where the carrying happens. Remember yesterday's episode, how we talked about telling ourselves just 5 more minutes in bed with our phones?
Oh yeah, the phone that steals my sleep.
Right. I think this is the same pattern. We tell ourselves, I'll do it later, and later just keeps moving. Not because we're lazy, but because the task in our head is bigger than the task in real life.
So the real problem isn't the task.
No. The real problem is the story we tell ourselves about the task. The warranty wasn't hard, but my brain told me it was boring, so I avoided it. The drawer wasn't hard, but my brain told me it was a big project, so I avoided it. The story was the problem, not the task.
That's a really good way to put it. The story is the problem.
And the funny thing is, once you actually do the task, the story disappears, and you're left thinking, that's it? That's all I was worried about?
And once you know that, you can't unknow it. Next time you see a small task, you'll remember the story is probably bigger than the task. Speaking of which, let me ask you something. How do we even talk about this in English? This feeling of carrying a small task around for months?
Good question. Let's learn some words that describe exactly this.
Number one, a to-do list.
To-do list. Noun, a list of things you need or plan to do. My to-do list has 47 items, and most of them have been there for months. A to-do list should help you remember things, but sometimes it just reminds you of what you haven't done yet. A to-do list is supposed to make life easier, but it can also make you feel heavier if you let things sit too long.
That's a great sentence. Number two, to put off.
Put off, phrasal verb. To delay doing something, especially because you don't want to do it or it seems boring. I put off the warranty registration for 3 months because it seemed boring, but when I finally did it, it took 4 minutes. We put things off because of how they feel, not because of how long they take.
Number three, to build something up in your mind.
Build something up, phrasal verb, to imagine something is bigger or worse than it really is. I built the drawer repair up in my mind. I thought it would take hours. It took 30 seconds. We often build small tasks up into big problems, and that's why we avoid them. The tasks stay small. We're the ones who make it big.
Number four, a weight.
Weight, noun, something heavy that you carry. Even a small undone task can feel like a weight on your mind. It's not a heavy weight, but it's there every day until you finally do it.
Number five, to carry something.
Carry, verb, to hold something and move with it. I carried the thought of that broken drawer for 4 months. Every morning I carried the annoyance, and I didn't need to carry any of it.
Number six, to check off or cross off.
Check off, phrasal verb, to mark something as done on a list. When I checked off the warranty item, I felt good. Checking off one small thing can change how you feel for the rest of the day.
Number seven, light.
Light. Adjective. Not heavy. The opposite of heavy. After I did the task, I felt light. Not because the task was important, but because the weight was gone.
Number eight. To scroll past.
Scroll past. Phrasal verb. To move your finger down a screen and ignore something. Every day, I scrolled past that warranty item on my to-do list. I scrolled past it 40 or 50 times. Scrolling past is easy, but every time you do it, the task grows a little bigger in your mind.
Number nine, annoying.
Annoying, adjective, something that makes you feel a little angry or uncomfortable. That stuck drawer was so annoying. Every morning I felt the annoyance, but I never did anything about it. The annoying thing is, it took 30 seconds to fix. The annoyance was real, but the fix was tiny.
And number 10, to avoid.
Avoid, verb, to stay away from something. I avoided that drawer for 4 months. I avoided the warranty for 3 months. But avoiding doesn't make the task go away. It makes it grow. If you want the task to disappear, don't avoid it. Just do it.
Those are really useful words. All of them came from our conversation today. They're not textbook words. They're words we actually used.
That's the best way to learn vocabulary, not from a list, but from real talk.
Exactly. And the story is simple. Don't avoid, don't scroll past, just start. That's the whole secret.
All right. Real talk. So we figured out that the problem isn't the task. It's the story we tell ourselves about the task. And once we actually do it, the story disappears. So what's the answer? How do we stop building things up?
Well, I read about this woman recently. She has something she calls the 2-minute rule.
2-minute rule?
Yeah. Her rule is simple. If a task takes less than 2 minutes, she does it immediately. Not later, not when she has time, immediately.
Even if it's boring?
Especially if it's boring. She says boring tasks are the ones that drain the most energy. Not because they're hard, but because they sit in your mind, waiting. And while they wait, they grow. A 2-minute task becomes a I'll do it later task, which becomes a I've been meaning to do this for months task.
So the secret is catching them before they grow.
Exactly. Before the story gets big, before the toothpaste tube becomes a 4-month annoyance.
I like that rule. It's so simple. No apps needed, no special system, just a decision.
Right. And the decision is tiny, too. It's not, I will change my whole life. It's just, I will do this one small thing right now.
One small thing. That's all it takes to start. So here's my tiny suggestion for today. Open your to-do list or your notes app or even just your brain, find the oldest item, the one you've been scrolling past the longest, the one you've built up into something bigger than it really is.
And ask yourself, how long will this actually take? 2 minutes? 5? 10?
Then just do it right now. No preparing, no planning, just start.
And before you check it off, stop for 1 second. Notice how you feel. That lightness, that's not because the task was important. That's because you stopped carrying something you didn't need to carry.
The victory isn't the task. The victory is putting down the weight you didn't know you were holding.
So here's my tiny question for you, the listener. What's the one thing you've been scrolling past? The one small task that's been sitting in your mind, waiting?
How long will it actually take? 2 minutes? 5? 10? Probably less than you think.
Maybe tonight, before you go to sleep, do that one thing. Not because you have to, but because putting it down feels better than carrying it.
The victory isn't the task.
The victory is putting down the weight you didn't know you were holding.
That's our show for today.
All right. That's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.